content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will read to you from the June 2018 issue of Lion Magazine. We're going to start with our president's message today from Dr. Naresh Agarwal. It's entitled, We Did It! Namaste. Our centennial year is now coming to a close. It's time to look back on our work and be proud of all we've accomplished. It's been a year of celebrating great service and a year of doing great service. We have a number of remarkable examples of what Lions do in this issue. Walks to raise money to support children's hospitals, buddy benches for lonely kids, tackling hunger through food drives, cycling for diabetes awareness, building schools, planting flags on Mount Everest, recycling electronics, and literally building bridges. Lions are doing it all. I couldn't be more proud to be part of this global organization of doers. The numbers are astounding. Since July of 2014, we've served more than 236 million people and continue to reach more every day. You've completed more than 31,000 legacy projects that will benefit your communities for years to come. This year, we are on track to serve more than 150 million people. Please report your service to make sure this happens. But there is still so much to do. We won't be resting on our laurels. We've set our sights on the next century of service with LCI Forward. Now is the time to familiarize yourself with our strategic five-year plan and share our long-term goals with your club at your next meeting. It has been a pleasure being your international president in this very special year of service. While I will no longer be bringing you monthly messages, I will still always be yours, with you in the name of service and as a Lion. In my title of International President Lion, Dr. Naresh Agarwal, my favorite word is Lion. And that from Dr. Naresh Agarwal, the Lions Club International President. From our In the News column, State Senator Shaped by Lions. On March 21, 2018, California Senator Toni Atkins, a Lions Club beneficiary, became the first woman in history to lead the California Senate. As reported in the Los Angeles Times, at 7 years old, Atkins had been struggling to read and was assigned to summer school when it was discovered she had an undiagnosed vision problem. Her family had no health insurance, and the local Lions stepped in. When I put on those glasses, she tells the Times, the first thing I did was I looked at the ground. I looked down and I saw for the first time how green the grass was. I just couldn't believe it. As a senator, she uses her experiences as a way to relate to her constituents and has sponsored important health care legislation to help kids at risk like she was. For example, Senate Bill 379 is a bill that makes dental screenings more widely available to school children, which will, in turn, lead to more treatment, better collection of statewide data, and improved overall oral health strategies. In a ceremony in the state capitol, Atkins was sworn in as the 48th President pro tempore of the California State Senate before being unanimously elected by a vote of her colleagues. Next, from our Member Spotlight Department, an article titled, Animation Studio Brings Literacy Skills to Washington Students. At Riverview Elementary in Snohomish, Washington, animated videos teach students everything from social behaviors to dividing fractions. But their learning isn't limited to what they see on the screen. Students learn through the process of creating the videos themselves, writing scripts, and editing. As Riverview Principal Tammy Jones says, if the Lions hadn't gotten it for us, the kids wouldn't have it. Snohomish Lions contributed $15,000 to fund the school's animation studio, where kindergartners through sixth graders use Wonder Grove Learn and Storymaker software to write scripts and create animated videos that air on the school's YouTube channel. It's much more than making cute little cartoons, explains Jones. We're integrating literacy, teaching social skills. Riverview was the first school to try the creation of Snohomish Lion Terry Thorin, who travels the country introducing the benefits of animation creation to educators. Jones has nothing but praise for how it has impacted her 575 students. In a normal course of a kid writing a report, they do one draft and then they're done. And it's a one and done, explains Jones. But with the Storymaker process, they might do 50 edits. They will keep on working on it, paying attention to content and to the message. Jones has observed how children with reading fluency problems develop a more expansive vocabulary with more descriptive words when using the software. Reading and writing skills also improve because of it. Thorin says he began his work when his father challenged him to stop using cartoons to sell Happy Meals and toys to kids. He wanted Thorin to help his sister, a special education teacher, with animation that would teach appropriate behavior to her students. Now Thorin's goal is to effect change and help children at risk. This is an engagement tool to help kids understand why reading and writing is relevant, he says. My strength is in making animation or teaching kids to make animation to make the world a better place. Animation knows no borders. From our Global Service Department, we have two great articles. The first one is from the United States, Lions Give Gift of Eyesight. Week after week, the readers of the Raymondville Chronicle News in Texas watch the thermometer that charted the temperature of the Raymondville Lions project in the newspaper. Lions were collecting donations to support a local woman in need, and every week, readers anxiously looked to see how close they were to reaching the $15,000 mark. Tammy Caldwell, a lifelong resident of Raymondville, had to use a magnifying glass to see the numbers in the paper, even though the fundraiser was all for her. But in 8 weeks, thanks to the Lions and a flood of community support, the fever peaked. News was good. The Lions had raised the money to buy Caldwell electronic eyesight glasses. Caldwell, 42 years old, has struggled with vision problems since childhood. At age 13, she was diagnosed with Stargardt disease, inherited juvenile macular degeneration that causes progressive vision loss. At 25, she was declared legally blind. Now she helps her mother run the longtime family business, Caldwell's Jungle Nursery in Raymondville, and she can see clearer than she has in many years. The glasses are my eyes now. Years ago, I was told someday something would come along to help me see, she says. We're in that time now. It was the glasses, thanks to the Lions. It makes a world of difference. With Caldwell's new glasses, she can read a book, the newspaper, even the tiny print to place plant orders for the nursery. She can see eye color and the expression on her mother's face. She met the Lions in 2012 when she asked newspaper editor and publisher Paul Whitworth to help in an advertising for a fundraiser. Caldwell helped to raise money for a trip to Oregon to take part in clinical trials for a surgical procedure aimed at stopping further deterioration of her vision. What she didn't know was that Whitworth is also a Lion. He connected her with the Raymondville Lion Guy Fambro, and Fambro got the train rolling, sharing news of Caldwell's plight with Texas Lions in Carville and Brownsville, as well as Lions in Portland, Oregon. Caldwell was one of 12 chosen from a worldwide waiting list to take part in the study, and Raymondville Lions supported her multiple trips to and from Oregon, donating frequent flyer miles as well as money. Her surgery was successful at sustaining her vision, but her world was still blurry. Then she learned of eyesight glasses that require no surgery. Worn like a pair of normal glasses, eyesight glasses enable an individual with legal blindness or low vision to see in the same manner as someone who is fully sighted. The glasses work with a high-speed, high-resolution camera in the center of the glasses that captures what the user is looking at in real time. The video feed is then sent into a computer in the housing of the glasses and projected in color on the two near-to-eye screens with clarity and no delay. The wearer can tilt the glasses to their ideal position to eliminate balance and nausea problems that might otherwise occur. With the glasses, Caldwell says she is able to do things she was never able to do before. That includes giving hope to others as she shares her story. And from Australia, Brisbane Lions look out for seniors. This March, for the fifth year, Lions in Queensland, Australia held a health and wellness expo for seniors. More than 400 people packed into the Hillsong Auditorium at Mount Gravatt for the free one-day event. Topics included avoiding scams, understanding pensions, women's health, misadventures in medication, funeral planning, melanoma risk, hearing health, and sleep disorders. 11 years ago, the Brisbane McGregor Lions guest had a guest speaker come talk to their club about prostate cancer. The talk inspired one of their life members to get a health checkup that saved his life. That year, coordination between the Brisbane McGregor Lions, the district governor, and sponsorship by local, federal, and state officials led to the first official health expo. They decided to focus on the expo on seniors because it felt the most inclusive, but invited younger relatives to accompany their loved ones so they may also benefit from the information. What started as a community service to seniors with 5 keynote speakers and free displays in the community hall has grown to 8 keynote speakers and has moved to a commercial space with air-conditioned seating and parking. Displays are now paid by advertisers. The club hands out feedback forms at each expo to ensure they maintain a good understanding of what their community needs and wants to know. This has led to an expanded array of topics that go beyond healthcare to things like wills and estate planning, as well as avoiding scams. To add a little spice to the day, the club organizes a free sausage sizzle for lunch. Says Lion Narelle Wyville-Anstey, the first vice president and secretary of the Brisbane McGregor Club, if as a result of the expo, one life is saved or one life is improved, we have done our community a great service. It goes far beyond just being an expo. And next, from our LCIF Impact Department, beating the odds to make sure other children also thrive. Lions spend their lives dedicated to the service of others. But sometimes lions themselves face seemingly insurmountable obstacles. At only 6 weeks old, too young to be vaccinated against it, lion Saipadma Murthy contracted polio. The disease ravaged her tiny body, leaving Saipadma with considerable physical disabilities. Saipadma's father encouraged her to focus on her abilities and use them to improve the lives of other children. This became Saipadma's guiding mantra. She pursued her own education despite constant pain and difficulty walking and has dedicated her life to empowering children who might otherwise be caught in an unending cycle of poverty and illiteracy. In rural India, many families are unable to prioritize the education of their children, especially girls. Children are encouraged to work to support their families. It can be dangerous for girls to travel alone to and from school, and schools often lack basic sanitation and proper accommodations for persons with disabilities. Compounding this situation is the fact that many families in rural India are migrant laborers moving from one place to another as the seasons change. This is a recipe for what Saipadma calls social and cultural disability. In 2009, the Gajapatnagaram Lions of India, sponsored by the Burr Ridge Hinsdale Oakbrook Lions Club in the United States, was awarded a grant from LCIF. The $5,000 grant renovated a student dormitory in Andhra Pradesh, India, allowing 40 girls to attend classes, some for the very first time. This would be the first step in helping tribal children to overcome their social disabilities. 37 boys were enrolled in the school when the expansion work began. By 2010, 10 girls were living in the new dormitory and attending classes. Having a dormitory near school allows the children to stay for months without interrupting their studies while their parents work. We weren't sure we could care for them, says Saipadma, because everything was so new to them. There were children now living in dorms who were not toilet trained. There were 12-year-old children who could only read at a second grade level. Aside from reading, writing, and arithmetic, these students had to learn basic life skills like personal health and hygiene. The second step in overcoming these social disabilities involved changing the parents' perspectives. Saipadma worked diligently, approaching families to discuss ways in which the children could pursue their education and still give back to their villages. It was not always easy to convince parents that school could provide stability, safety, improved health, and a more secure future. But Saipadma persevered. Currently, 48 girls and 25 boys are developing life and academic skills that will help them avoid migrant labor, gender stereotypes, child marriage, and a host of other obstacles. Alongside teachers and coordinated by Saipadma, these children learn about community cleanliness and organization, as well as job skills like woodcrafting and sustainable agriculture. To date, 1,561 rural and tribal students can now read and write thanks to Saipadma and other Lions. Lions continue to support the students in the dormitory, providing financial assistance and tailoring donated clothing to fit the students. The dedication of Lions, together with the support of LCIF, is enabling this incredible change in rural and tribal India. This is the power of your foundation. And before we move on to other articles, I do want to make this announcement on the convention call. In compliance with Article 6, Section 2 of the International Bylaws, I hereby issue the official call for the 2018 International Convention. Our 101st International Convention will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada, United States. It begins at 9 o'clock a.m. on June 29th and ends on July 3rd. The purpose of the convention is to elect a president, first vice president, second vice president, third vice president, and 17 members of the International Board of Directors, and to transact such other business as may properly come before the meeting. Vegas is a city like no other. It is so much more than the bright lights and casinos it's so well known for. You can watch the sunrise over the Red Rock Canyon, take a boat ride on Lake Mead, tour any of many museums, or visit one of the award-winning restaurants. The 5 convention days will feature renowned speakers, first-class entertainers, and, of course, Lions conventional traditions such as the Grand Parade, the swearing-in of the new international president, and 3 plenary sessions that demonstrate the amazing range and scope of Lions service. President George W. Bush and Dr. Sanjay Gupta are 2 of our special guest speakers. Convention Week is a wonderful experience packed with fun, fellowship, and learning. Come, spend time with fellow Lions, participate in one of the campfire sessions, and become inspired for another year of service. Signed by me in Oak Brook, Illinois, United States of America, this third day of April, 2018. And that from Dr. Naresh Agarwal, the Lions Club's international president. And on that note, a short article titled, Our Second Century of Service. For 100 years, the Lions Club's international mission of service has brought light into countless lives. Our centennial torches, which inspired Lions and Leos around the globe, are now shining at a display in our worldwide headquarters. The inscription reads, Lighting the Way to Our Second Century of Service. Our 5-year strategy, LCI Forward, builds on the success of our centennial celebration. Supported by Lions Club's International Foundation, or LCIF, LCI Forward is strengthening our organization and will empower Lions and Leos to serve 200 million people, not across a span of 4 years, but every year. As our founder, Melvin Jones, said, I hope there will always be a land of beyond for Lions International, a goal that will keep growing larger and larger as we approach it, yet will keep just out of reach, challenging us to run faster, work harder, think bigger, and give more. So be proud of your contributions to our centennial celebration. Together, our achievements have made our organization ready to serve humanity in the century to come. And that brings us to our June feature entitled Celebrate We Did, a brief look at Lions Centennial Service work. It was called the Centennial Celebration. It was called the Centennial Celebration, but what it became was a large-scale commitment by Lions around the world to serve more, better, and beyond anything that had been done before. Lions led through service, sharing their work and their impact to connect with communities around the world. Answering the Centennial Service Challenge, Lions served more than 246 million people through youth, vision, hunger, environment, and diabetes projects, more than doubling the original goal to serve 100 million people. Centennial membership awards inspired Lions to invite hundreds of thousands of new members and start thousands of new clubs. More than 31,000 legacy projects have connected Lions more than ever to the communities where they live and work. Now that the party is almost over, take a look at some of the many amazing projects Lions have engaged over the past 4 years, and consider how you and your club might be inspired to continue doing great work into the Lions' second century of service. Lions Centennial Bus Tour. Centennial President Bob Corlew shared our celebration across 20 states and two Canadian provinces on a Lions Centennial Bus Tour in the fall of 2016. Lions and Leos around the world followed the tours on social media. Throughout the tour, President Corlew met with club members and civic leaders, inducted new members, chartered clubs, and participated in Lions service projects. A recreational and learning park. Lions have a long history of support for the South Carolina School for the Deaf and the Blind. 61 Lions clubs in South Carolina raised over $100,000 to match a $100,000 Lions Clubs International Foundation grant and collaborated with other community partners to create a playground specially designated for these children to enjoy playing together. New Vision Center in Jamaica. The Lions Club of Montego Bay partnered with the Canadian Vision Care Volunteers Red Deer Central Lions Clubs, the Ministry of Health, and the Brenda Stratford Foundation to open a new vision clinic in Albion, Montego Bay, where people receive glaucoma and cataract examinations and prescription eyeglasses. Walks for Childhood Cancer Research. Ohio Lions are fighting pediatric cancer one step at a time by hosting walks and participating in fundraisers. Together, they raised $25,000 for the Cincinnati, Toledo, Cleveland, Akron, Columbus, and Dayton Children's Hospitals, and a priceless awareness of the need to support children with cancer. Mount Cheam Lions Eye Center. The Mount Cheam Lions Club partnered with the Stellar Jays Lions Club to raise $600,000, and LCIF provided a matching grant for the purchase of cataract surgical equipment at Chilliwack General Hospital. More than 5,300 surgeries take place annually at the center, with people traveling up to 400 miles to receive treatment. And that's from Canada, as well as the next one. Lions devoted countless hours to maintain the West Bank Lions Community Center meeting place for more than 40 years. When the building was recently damaged by fire, Lions rebuilt and enlarged the facility, then made it a centennial gift to the city of West Kelowna, where it serves more than 35,000 people. From Canada, Buddy Benches for School Children. A buddy bench is a place where children who feel left out, lonely, or bullied can sit to signal that they would like to talk or be invited to play. The Edmonton Southgate Lions Club, assisted by students and teachers, assembled 80 buddy benches for schools across their city to support the children's emotional well-being. The Jarvis Lions Walking Trail. Lions in Jarvis, Ontario raised funds to construct a 1.1 kilometer, which is 0.68 miles, paved walking trail for their community. Club members planted trees and installed solar lighting and benches with the Lions International logo along the trail. The trail is used by all ages and enhances the recreational opportunities of residents and visitors. Extended flood relief in Paraguay. 18 months after devastating floods struck Paraguay, local Lions finished repairs on five primary schools that were destroyed by floodwaters, enabling 1,725 students to return to school. LCIF provided emergency relief immediately after the flood and continued to provide funding for long-term community reconstruction needs. Lions Run for Children. To benefit an educational activity center for children with disabilities and autism, Lions throughout District 04 worked for more than a year to host a marathon with 500 runners. T-shirts were distributed to illustrate Lions International's support of the children on the front and the centennial celebration on the back. Relieving hunger in Latin America. Leos and Lions in Latin America and the Caribbean came together to alleviate hunger as part of the Centennial Service Challenge. More than 800 clubs and nearly 1,300 Leos from 17 countries participated, collecting food donations from community members and distributing food to vulnerable families. Centennial Monoliths Nationwide. A lion and architect created this design to unify lions across Argentina with a shape that represents their country. These lions' centennial monoliths have been installed by districts and clubs from the north to the south in squares and other visible locations, drawing public media and social media attention to the legacy of lions clubs in Argentina. Spaces for youth in need to live and play. Netherlands Lions, in cooperation with the Foundation Forgotten Child, are providing magic gardens for young children and chill ins and outs for older youth in every one of their districts. Over 620,000 pounds, which is about $742,604, was raised for this national gift, which will transform playing and living environments for 50,000 young people. We Run, We Serve. Promoting We Serve with every step, several Lions from Poland have run every year of the centennial celebration, collecting funds for children in need. In 2017, they ran from Helen Keller's hometown in Alabama to the Lions Club International headquarters in Illinois. With 1,000 co-runners, they have collected $70,000, benefiting more than 1,000 children in seven countries. And now, sadly, we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. And again, that number was 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.